رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله والصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, welcome back to the Silsila. Inshallah ta'ala, we will gain more information about the blessed life of Sayyidina Umar al-Farooq al-A'zam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who was the second Khalifa of Islam, the second successor in fact of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. But before we continue, at the beginning of the silsila, please make as many good intentions as you possibly can to gain maximum thawab and rewards. For example, I will listen to the silsila from beginning to end for the pleasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal and for seeking the knowledge and ilm of deen. I will note down whatever important points are contained therein and try to practice upon them. I will try to encourage them to my family members, my spouse, my children, my society. In this manner, whatever other good intentions you can make, please make them now to gain maximum rewards, inshaAllah ta'ala. Indeed, there are countless benefits and blessings in reciting durood and salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi sallam. Our Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnat, the founder of Dawud Islami, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Ghazwi Ziyai, Dam Burakatuhum Al-Aliyah, has mentioned a beautiful hadith in his very beautiful risala, his very thought-provoking booklet entitled Black Scorpions. Therein it is stated that the Prophet of Mercy, the beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has stated in the summary of hadith that indeed, O people, the one to attain quick accountability, the one to attain quick salvation and relief on the day of judgment from its horrors and hisab and accountability will be that one amongst you who has recited durood and salawat upon me abundantly in the world. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, do not forget, as much as we can, increase in our recitation of durood and salawat to gain the benefits in this world, in the grave, and the hereafter, inshallah azza wa jal. In our previous episode, we had mentioned a beautiful narration, an incident which used to take place in Misr, in Egypt. That the people of Egypt, they would sacrifice a pure girl, a virgin girl, by throwing her into the river Nile. So the river Nile would continue flowing. But this was abolished by Islam. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his command, his authority and power, he wrote a letter and he gave it to Sayyidina Amr bin al-As radiallahu ta'ala anhu to keep inside the river Nile. What was written in this letter? It was written there that, O river Nile, if you flow out of your own will, then stop flowing. But if you flow because of the command of Allah Azza wa Jal's will, then continue flowing. Then this river Nile increased by about 16 yards and continued flowing from that time onwards. Therefore, this wicked ritual was abolished by Islam. Now, dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, like that deplorable custom that was prevalent in Misr, in Egypt, to keep the river Nile flowing, several absurd and prohibited rituals are existing in this era. And these un-Islamic rituals are throwing the believers, the Muslims, into the deep abyss of destruction, diverting the Muslims away from the path of the beautiful Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. From pages 12 to 16 of the book Islami Zindagi, which is a 170-page publication of Maktabat al-Madina, which is the publication department of Dawud Islami. The summary of the comments of Hakim al-Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, regarding bad customs and the miserable condition of the Muslims, the summary is as follows. There cannot be a single sensible soul today that is not shocked to see the present miserable condition of the Muslims these times and their prevalent backwardness. And there is not a single eye that does not burst into tears on seeing their poverty, the insolvency and unemployment. The rain was lost by them. They became deprived of wealth, their honor and dignity came to an end. They are suffering from all types of maladies these times. Observing these conditions, anxiety reaches its peak. But dear friends, only crying will not help. Rather, it is necessary to ponder over the remedy and cure. We must think of a few things for the sake of cure and remedies. For example, what is the actual disease? What is the cause behind it? And why did the disease come into being? What is its cure and remedy? What are the precautions in applying this cure or remedy? If you ponder over these few points, you would understand that the cure is easy. Whenever some righteous man of Allah Azza wa Jal, a pious personality, advised the Muslims with the correct remedy and cure, then some of the silly Muslims made fun of him or insulted him. The nation did not pay heed to sincere reformers. The Muslims lost their kingdom, their honor, their wealth and dignity merely because of being neglectful to Shariat Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Our lifestyle is no more an Islamic lifestyle. The cause of this disaster is that now we neither have khawf and fear of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, nor do we care for our shameful condition with which we will be presented in the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. We are totally heedless of the akhirah, the afterlife. Al Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, the great reformer of the ummah, the Muslim nation, has described this situation in his beautiful couplet in Hadaik-e-Bakhshish, the translation of which is, you lose the day in useless activities. It has become your routine to sleep from evening to morning. Neither you feel shame from the Prophet, nor do you possess fear of Allah. Our masajid are deserted. Cinema and shows are crowded by the Muslims. All types of evils are present in the Muslim society. Prohibited rituals have become established amongst us. How can we restore our honor? Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The actual disease of the Muslims is non-compliance to the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal and the Sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now this disease has brought many other diseases. There are three huge or big diseases of the Muslims. The first is the fabrication of new beliefs and the blind inclination of the Muslims to such disbelief. Second is mutual conflicts, enmities and prosecutions amongst the Muslims. And thirdly, un-Islamic and useless customs invented by wicked people. These three diseases have destroyed the Muslims, deprived them of their homes, made them debtors and in short threw them into the deep pit of misery. The cure for the first disease is to refrain from the company of heretics. Adopt the company of that Sunni scholar, that Sunni alim, by virtue of which your devotion, your obedience towards the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam may become strong, may fortify, and the spirit of compliance of the Sharia, the Islamic sacred law, may be strengthened. The cure for the second disease. Usually, there are two causes of all discords. First is anger, wrath, and arrogance. And the second is heedlessness, negligence from the Islamic laws. Every person desires to remain superior over all and expects from all to respect his rights, but he himself does not care about the rights of others. If pride and arrogance are eliminated from our nature, humbleness and humility, if these are developed instead, if every one of us takes care about the rights of others, then there will never be any likelihood of discord, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. And the third disease in the Muslim society is the cancer of ruinous rituals that are practiced at different occasions from the birth of a child till death, which have weakened the economics of the Muslims. Due to such rituals at wedding ceremonies, thousands of Muslims' properties, houses, shops, etc. become indebted in interest-based loans, and many wealthy families have to shift into rented houses. This tribulation of our nation has struck the heart with grief. Inshallah ta'ala, if we stick to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, if we stick to the sharia of Allah azza wa jal, we will gain inshallah ta'ala success and salvation from all these diseases that are prevalent in our societies. Inshallah ta'ala, if we follow the blessed Sunni ulama ikram, the blessed awliya Allah, sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, we will gain success inshallah ta'ala. There must be some courageous man who, bearing the taunts of everybody, could reject all prohibited and haram, forbidden rituals, and revive the sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. As the person who revives one sunnah will get the sawab and reward of 100 martyrs. Subhanallah. Why? Because the martyr leaves the world being struck with only one or two wounds made by the sword or a weapon. But a pious man of Allah Azza wa Jal, he receives injuries from people's tongues throughout his lifetime. The prevalent rituals are of two types. Those which are forbidden by the Islamic law, the Sharia, and others are devastating, and many a time for fulfilling them, a Muslim might be indulged in interest-based loans. Though dealing in interest is a grave sin, a major sin. In this way, these rituals lead to many calamities and tribulations. Hence, it is better to refrain from them. Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq al-A'zam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the second Khalifa of Islam, once went to visit the grave of a pious young man, and he said, "O young man, Allah Azza wa Jal has stated in the glorious Quran, Surah Ar-Rahman verse 46, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ." Translation from Kanzul Iman. "And for one who fears to stand before his Rabb are two gardens." He radiallahu ta'ala anhu further stated, "Tell me, O young man, what is your condition in the grave?" That pious young man replied loudly twice from inside the grave by taking the name of Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. What did he say? He said, قَدْ أَعْطَانِيهِمَا رَبِّي عَزَّ وَجَلَّ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. That is, my Rabb Azza wa Jal has bestowed me with those two gardens. May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy upon them and forgive us without accountability for their sake. Ameen. بِجَاهِ النَّبِيِّ الْأَمِينَ صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. What a great rank of Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq al-A'dam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is that by the blessings of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu received awareness of the condition of the dead. By this event, one also comes to know that the person who spends a virtuous and pious life and trembles with the fear of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal and fears to stand in the sacred court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal will deserve two paradises by the grace of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Congratulations to those who worship Allah Azza wa Jal in their youth and have the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, that when on the day of resurrection, on Qiyamah, the scorching sun would be at 1.25 miles, there will be no source to prevent from that scorching heat except the shade of the arsh and throne of Allah Azza wa Jal. So Allah Azza wa Jal will bestow that fortunate person with the blessed shade of his throne. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On page 20 of the book, Saya-e-Arsh Kis Kis Ko Milega, the 88-page publication of Maktabatul Madina, which is the publishing department of Dawud-e-Islami. It is stated that Sayyidina Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti Shafi'i alayhi rahmatullahi al-kafi has stated that Sayyidina Salman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu wrote a letter to Sayyidina Uwaymar Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that the Muslims who possess these qualities, the following qualities, would be in the shade of the divine throne and the arsh of Allah Azza wa Jal. Which qualities are they? Two of them are these. Number one, one who is brought up in a condition such that his company, his youth and strength are spent in the deeds, in the actions that bring pleasure and the favor of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And secondly, one who invoked Dhikrullah, who made Dhikrullah, remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, and that person's fear moved him to tears. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once a person was looking for Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq al-A'zam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Somebody told him that he might be sleeping far away from the town. That person left the town and reached the suburb to look for him and finally found Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who was sleeping on the ground, resting his blessed head over his whip. The person took out his sword to attack Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. But all of a sudden, two lions appeared from the unseen and rushed towards this person. Seeing this horrible scene, he screamed out of fear and terror. Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu awoke due to the noise of his terrifying scream. The person stated the entire incident and embraced Islam on the hands of Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. It is narrated by Sayyidina Ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma that his blessed father, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, would offer salah in the night And at the end of the night, he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu would awaken his household for salah. Then he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu would recite this verse. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاصْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكَ وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلتَّقْوَى. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And command your household to establish prayer, and yourself be steadfast on it. We do not ask any sustenance from you. We will provide you sustenance, and the excellent result is for piety. Read and listen to another narration of Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq al-A'zam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, taking care of others for offering salah. We should make up our minds to act upon this accordingly. Once Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq al-A'zam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu did not find Sayyidina Sulaiman Abi Hasma radiyallahu ta'ala anhu in the Fajr Salah. Sayyidina Faruq A'azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu headed toward the marketplace. The home of Sayyidina Sulaiman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was on the way. He radiyallahu ta'ala anhu visited his mother Sayyidatuna Shifa radiyallahu ta'ala anha and said that Sulaiman Abi Hasma was not present during Salatul Fajr. She said, he kept offering nafil and optional salah the entire night and then slept in the end. Sayyidina Faruq A'azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, to me, offering Salatul Fajr with jama'ah, with the congregation, values more than offering nawafil and optional salah the entire night. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, have you noticed that Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu visited his home to get this information? It was also learnt that if Salatul Fajr is at risk due to offering nawafil and optional salahs the entire night, or participating in the gathering of Zikr or Naat, or a sunnah inspiring ijtima', then it is absolutely necessary in order to perform Salatul Fajr with the jama'ah in congregation, one should avoid those mustahab acts. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, may Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, for the sake of Sahaba Ikram alayhi wa ridwan, for the sake of all awliya Allah rahimahum Allah ta'ala, may Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the enthusiasm to practice the blessed sunnah lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the ambition, the enthusiasm to establish our salah in our lives, to establish the sacred sharia, Islamic sacred law of Allah Azza wa Jal and Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in our lives, and do the same for our households. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, the Caliph of Rasul.